Potatoes are Maine's most lucrative crop. Last year, the state raked in a harvest value of more than $200 million. But future production could dwindle as the effects of climate change worsen. Farmers and scientists there are preparing for this by modifying the food staple. Robbie Feinberg of Maine Public Radio reports.
So that's a big pond that we just built a few years back.
From his pickup truck, Robbie Irving points to a wide irrigation system providing water to hundreds of acres on the potato farm that his family has harvested since 1936. Irving's grandfather started on the system decades ago, and Irving says it's proved to be vital as temperatures have gotten hotter and drier.
All his life's work was building pond after pond after pond. And he saw he could almost see the future of this thing, that we are going to need irrigation.
That need was especially acute in 2020 when the county experienced a severe drought. Even with the extra water, Irving says, the crop still struggled.
My uncle described it as putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, so to speak. No matter how much water you pump, it's not going to do the job that Mother Nature can provide for you.
I think it got a lot of growers' attention. It sure did. I mean, we pretty much dug just a little over half a crop in 2020. I mean, it was dry.
Don Flannery, the executive director of the Maine Potato Board, says the drought was a wake-up call for a lot of growers who realized they needed to prepare for extreme weather. Flannery says in general, the milder winters and hotter summers haven't been all bad for growers. In fact, some say it's helped lengthen their season a few days, leading to even more productive harvests. But Flannery says growers are taking steps to adapt to the heat. That means rotating crops to reduce the stress on the soil. And he estimates that about a third of Maine's potato crop now receives supplemental irrigation, which is a lot more than just a few years ago.
You know, it's a real balancing act. I don't know if anybody's got it figured out, but if they have, they aren't telling anybody.
This one is this variety right up here, which is an experimental red variety.
But one of the biggest tools that growers are hoping can improve the resilience of their crops can be found here at a Presque Isle research farm operated by the University of Maine. This is where Greg Porter leads the university's potato breeding and variety development program. The goal is to create a tasty but stronger, more resilient potato.
So whether it's high temperatures or excess moisture, it's a crop that can be greatly affected by them. And it's also a crop that has many insect and disease pest challenges that are also climate linked.
To build a better potato, Porter and his team cross-pollinate different potato varieties with specific desirable traits. Each year, the team will then raise each of the 45,000 individual varieties resulting from those combinations in a greenhouse, then plant them in a field.
And at the end of the growing season, we put those all out on the ground and select the ones that have the most desirable appearance, freedom from disease, that sort of thing. Just visual selection.
He ultimately chooses about 1,000 of those varieties to plant the following year. By year three, the plants are whittled down to about 300, and those get sent to farms in places like North Carolina and Florida, with warmer climates that are similar to what Maine's might feel like in the future.
Hotter days, hotter nights, sometimes more difficulty with pests. So it's a way that we can field select for greater stress tolerance.
But finding those desirable traits is a process, Porter says, can take a decade or longer. Still, it's already led to new varieties that have helped some farmers to adapt and grow their businesses.
And this is a direct result of all of Greg Porter's hard work. This packing facility was designed specifically for the caribou russet.
Back at his farm, Robbie Irving walks through a giant packing facility he recently constructed to hold one specific variety of potato, the caribou russet. The new variety got its start on Greg Porter's UMaine research farm and was released to the public in 2015. Irving raves about the potato. Good taste, nice color, good for frying and mashing, and it's resistant to drought. That's helped Irving's farm to keep up production, even in the midst of drier weather. Irving says it's been a hit, with customers clamoring for it in grocery stores across New England.
So all these people were coming in and they wanted and emailing us, and they wanted caribou russets. They didn't want anything else, they wanted caribou russets.
He says that kind of success gives him faith that, with a little help, the much-loved Maine potato can continue to prosper, even as weather patterns change. For Here and Now, I'm Robbie Feinberg.